Backseat Quickies, Episode 84, Batman, Superman, Public Enemies. Hey, this is Scott.
And I'm Sam.
And this is Backseat Quickies, and we're talking about Batman, Superman, Public Enemies, based on the storyline of the same name by Jeff Loeb and some artists. Another direct-to-video DC animated feature. This one, we see Lex Luthor win the presidency, frame Superman for murder, and then fail to stop a giant kryptonite meteor from destroying Earth, whereupon Batman and Superman team up to not only avoid getting caught by bounty hunters, which are a bunch of B-list villains, clear Superman's name, and with the help of the new toy man, who's a 13-year-old kid from Japan, piloting a giant robot to blow up the meteorites.
The robot is ugly, folks. It is really ugly.
It is the ugliest robot ever.
It puts some of the B-list Gundams to shame.
Yeah.
In any case, this particular movie shows a lot of romantic aspects. I mean, Batman and Superman, you know, they completely are just totes in love with each other in this one. It's kind of fun to see Clark Kent have a humorous side because for the most part he has a stick up his butt. So I did enjoy that aspect. I really did like how their partnership worked out. I loved the conflicted Power Girl. And oh my god, her jugs were just too big in this movie. The B-list villains were really dumb and they really bored me for the most part. To be honest, this is a movie that it was entertaining, but it's not something I would say to somebody like, oh my god, yeah, you need to go watch this.
There was something I was going to say.
You mean bromance? Because the bromance was good.
No, not about the bromance, but Lex Luthor just kind of goes crazy in the third act. Like, for most of the movie, he's the calculating, cool villain you expect him to be. And then he just goes nuts and starts ranting about ruling the world and...
And without good reason, might I add.
Like, without any really good reason. That said, the voice acting in this is really solid. They brought back...
It's Tim Daly and Kevin Conroy!
And,
as Batman Superman.
And Clancy Brown is Lex Luthor, so the DC Animated Universe people, including the voice actress from Justice League Unlimited for, what's-her-name, head of OMAC.
Also... Starfire? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Is voiced by Jen Hale. Jen Hale basically just goes, lot.
She gets two lines. LeVar Burton plays Black Lightning for about three lines.
Don't matter. It's still cool.
It's still cool. You've got Allison Mack as Power Girl. She has fun with her little bit.
She has to deal with the fact that the 13-year-old Toy Master, you know, totally wants to keep checking her out and she keeps beating him up. I approve of that, truthfully.
Yeah, you know, it was fun. I think the arts, I get that they're trying to emulate the art style, but it just seems like, oh my god, the muscles were over-pronounced. Like, I do not need to see that much abs to get that they're...
Superheroes?
...fit.
Well, especially on Superman. Superman in particular looks so beefed. It's like, where's your head, dude?
And it looks like everyone's kind of just assembled out of bricks.
Yeah, I was not huge on the art. I think it had its moments where it was really nice to look at, and then other moments where it was fugly as all hell. Anytime that there was a shot from far away, it was ugly. Yeah. Like, ugly.
There was some very dodgy CG for a lot of backgrounds and a lot of vehicles. Some of the fight scenes were great, but there was just some really dodgy elements in this.
You mean it was janky?
Janky.
In any case, would you recommend this one, Scott?
You know, I had fun with it. If you know, nothing else to do in the afternoon, get a cheap rental of it, go for it.
I will agree with that, as long as it's emphasis on the word cheap, because it's not worth the actual money to pay for to watch. That being said, it's fun, but not fun enough that I would waste my money on it.
Or really watch it again,
either. Watch it again, exactly. So, catch it next time!
Oh my god, it's the backseat producers. Swoon. Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.